And we start with Jerry again. What are your thoughts on the Constantine Mine Palmer Project? I think it's Constantine Mineral Resources at the Palmer Project site.
Palmer Project is what it's actually being called. But first of all, I think it's a little early for anybody to think that it's a hot button issue for this assembly. I actually was lucky enough to get a tour of parts of the mine a couple of weeks ago, and optimistically, the gentleman that gave the tour said 5 to 7 years before they can even begin operating as a mine. Right now, it's exploratory. From the way I see Haynes's image over the past, I'd like to see us at least embrace the mine. Let's get educated about the mine. Go out and take a tour. They're going to offer tours. If you're concerned about what they're doing, you're concerned about fish and the rivers, go out and take a tour. Their attention to detail out there is unbelievable, and they're sparing no costs. The investment that's going on out there is really, really impressive. It conceivably could be a real benefit to our community to have that kind of a business venture in our town. It might affect our school and our dock and, you know, all kinds of different infrastructure issues in our town. But before anybody makes decisions about it, let them do their exploration and see what they find. It, you know, according to the guy that gave us the tour, it was pretty promising. They're very optimistic that it may be a functioning mine. But for it to be a divisive issue at this point for our assembly or our community is kind of a stretch for me. But I'd like us, at this point, I'd just like us to embrace it and let it evolve. So,
thank you, Jerry. Mike. Constantine. Yeah,
I wasn't, I thought you were going to call on Mark again, so I wasn't prepared.
Sorry.
I wasn't available, I wasn't in town when they went out to the mine. I would have liked to have seen it. I understand it was a great tour. Like anything else, there's when you develop anything to do with natural resources, you really have to put controls in place, whether it's, you know, whether it's logging or fishing or mining or oil or whatever. So you, it's going to be very important to us that we do it right, if we do it at all. And I have no idea whether it's whether they're even going to come to that point. They may tell us next year they're not interested anymore. You know, the Red Dog mine up in, above Kotzebue has worked very well. There's been very few problems up in there. Now, granted, they don't have much of a fishery around there that that they would that they would cause a problem for if they were to cause it. But mining, like any other activity, can be done right. And it's a question of the people doing it, wanting to do it right, and the people who are overseeing it, ensuring that it's done right. And if so, it might pay for the roof of this building in 10 years when the oil has gone down. So.
Thank you, Mike. Ron.
Yeah, I made the tour up there, too, and met with the people and got a quick overview of kind of what they were doing. And this is an exploratory phase, nothing else at this point. This isn't a gold mine or a copper mine, which they're focusing on. And they're doing a great job in the care that they seem to be taking up there right now. They, if this ever became a mine, after if they get enough data that says they can actually have a viable economic mine, we'll probably turn that over to a mining company, which is a totally different, possibly a different company, probably will be. So there's a whole lot of things that could happen in that time period, and it might be a ways off. But I think in that meantime, right now, while we have some years before anything goes on, we need to educate ourselves about what a mine would do and look like up there in the Chilkat Valley. What are the risks? What are the benefits? What can we as a community do to be ready for it if it does happen? And the divisiveness issue on this particular topic, the quotient for there is pretty high. I think we really need to go slow and work with all the factions and talk this over and make sure everybody understands so that we're not just setting ourselves up for years of fighting over this too.
Thank you, Ron. Mario.
Yeah, it's concerning when you have an industry that comes in and has the potential to change the way of life in a community. And so there's a great deal of questions that need to be asked. we need to know all aspects of this. And this would be a sulfide mine, which there's a lot to learn about mining. And it's a concern. And for me, I think that it's in the early stages. My concern is that is the community actually going to have a say in whether the mine is actually developed or not? I believe that we need to start asking those questions right now in the early stages, because once these mines start working, they're a juggernaut. And so my concern is with the community and getting consensus in the community, you know, actually helping the community make a decision on this. And hopefully it will make a difference, you know, that they'll actually, that we'll actually be able to weigh in on whether the mine is put in or not.
Okay, thank you. Mario. Joe? Constantine.
Well, it's kind of hard to have an opinion on something I don't know what's happening. What's the plan for Constantine? Maybe if they showed us some plans or we knew what was going to happen, it would be easier to formulate an opinion on it. I'm not going to count on some board of directors of some large international conglomerate or some guy sitting in Japan in a business office to care about the Chilkat River and the fisheries that go up there. And I'm not going to count on their stockholders to care about our fish and our rivers. And I'm not going to sit around and act like a Bolivian farmer when Shell Oil came into there. So it's only a 3-year term, and it doesn't sound like there's going to be anything in front of the assembly for at least that. So I don't know what I can say when there's no plan that's been shown.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.